The UN's refugee agency has sent 2,000 tents to South Africa. That's to help shelter tens of thousands of immigrants who've been driven from their homes there. They fled a wave of anti-immigrant attacks in some of South Africa's poorest neighborhoods. At least 56 people have been killed, and up to 100,000 have been displaced in the past 3 weeks. The violence has largely subsided, but many foreigners say they fear returning to communities that chase them away. Gretchen Wilson reports from Alexandra, a slum near Johannesburg, where the violence broke out.
500,000 people live here in Alexandra, packed into small houses and shacks made of plywood.
It's so dirty. There's sewage everywhere. There's no lights at night.
John is a South African who lives in a single room with his wife and children. Like many locals, he's frustrated that poverty and crime remain entrenched 14 years after the end of apartheid. But one night 2 weeks ago, his neighbors decided immigrants were to blame, and they decided to get revenge. They pounded on John's door.
They were saying, "Why are you sleeping? Let's go and take things from Zimbabweans."
In the hallway, he saw many were carrying TVs and DVD players. John says he was one of the few in his building who didn't join the looting that night, when thousands of residents from Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and other countries were attacked in their homes. Elliot Sabanda is a Zimbabwean house painter. He's lived in South Africa since 1971.
A group of people came into my house. They took my things. They even took my clothes. I ran for my life. I didn't take anything.
Sabanda ran here to the local police station. It's become a refugee camp. White plastic tents crowd the parking lot. Hundreds of men stand in line to get bread and hot tea.
And now, here it is, cold. When it's raining, we can't sleep. Even our blankets are wet.
Animosity towards migrants remains high in some communities here. But many South Africans have been horrified by the attacks. Around the country, people have been donating blankets, food, and diapers to the estimated 80,000 people staying at community centers and churches. Neighbors have opened up their homes to those who've been displaced, and there have been organized marches against the xenophobia and violence. This demonstration of 5,000 people winds through Hillbrow, one of Johannesburg's toughest neighborhoods. It's mostly home to immigrants. Many families squeeze into high-rise apartments, and laundry hangs from the balconies. 52-year-old Clarence Hamilton was in exile in Botswana and Zimbabwe during apartheid.
I've experienced being a refugee and being stateless, and never experienced this kind of behavior towards our persons and our safety.
Marchers carry banners that say, "We are all African," and "Xenophobia hurts like apartheid." And they sing songs saying, "We must struggle, struggle, struggle against injustice." For The World, I'm Gretchen Wilson in Johannesburg, South Africa.